I see a photograph yesterday of Hughesy standing outside the Event Cinemas on George Street, the classic cinemas. He's holding popcorn, he's holding a drink, and he's wearing makeup. And I understand that he's going in to see Maverick, so it's time for one of these.
And the video is actually just gone, it's just dropped on our socials. So, this is going to be great what we're going to do now, but you've got to see the video to capture the whole experience of Hughes at the cinema to see Maverick.
Can
Top
you?
Gun. To see ding, that. Ding, ding,
ding, yeah. Ding, can Ed just remind everyone what happened last time we sent you to do a movie review? Because I'm a bit nervous.
We had a couple of Hollywood superstars that were lined up to do interviews, mm-hmm. and the first person to see the film airs out of the three of us was mm-hmm. Hughesy, and then the interviews were cancelled, and we asked why, and the answer was the person from the film production company and the publicity company heard Hughesy say loudly, "This is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life," and walk out.
That was the
and
worst
that's
thing.
That's not even an exaggeration.
No, that's like, film, exactly what
that's happened.
That film made me so angry, I said, if I get in a room with the director, it's going to be a fight. Because he wasted my time.
Mate, you and I have seen... we've seen awful films. Yeah, we've seen shocking films together.
Now, so this is just a little bit of from the video that drops. This is me at the front of the cinema. Yeah, just play that. Yep.
Top Gun Maverick. Do I believe the hype? Is it worth 15 kilos of popcorn and 7 litres of Coke? We're about to find out.
Can I firstly say I got the biggest popcorn they had because it was I thought visually be more appealing for the video that we dropped.
Yeah, great point. Yeah.
But I ate the whole lot.
Did you really?
It was I've never eaten so
four
it was
kilos.
It was like a swimming pool full of popcorn.
But you look really slim at the moment, so that's so weird.
Well, that was my main meal for the day yesterday. So I go in there and look, I know it is on track to be the biggest film that Cruise has ever done.
It already is. Yeah, so $570 million worldwide. It's his highest grossing opener ever. It's his biggest film of all time. The end.
Yeah, and it hasn't even opened in China or Russia.
Oh, wow.
So, which are huge markets.
I don't care about.
No, Russia, they still let us go see the movies, you know. But the Russian people shouldn't be blamed for what their government does. I'm going to put that out there. So, it's a huge film. It's the biggest film ever. So I'm excited. I vaguely remember the first Top Gun. When Tom Cruise...
Vaguely remember? Mate, it's not War and Peace. It wasn't that complicated. All right, well then for those who don't vaguely remember, why don't you tell us what happened in the first Top Gun?
Tom Cruise rode a motorbike. He played volleyball with his shirt off and
the chick was so hot. A lot of people say I look like her.
Yeah, now or then.
What does she look like now?
Even better. And, well, then what? So volleyball, motorcycling.
Yes, and jet fighter pilot stuff.
And the bar scene. Could you ever close your eyes anymore?
Yeah.
Can I miss your
And
face?
A man called Goose died.
Yes.
Which is really a big part of the second film, because Goose's son is in the second
Mate,
film.
You can't, you just, you're not
I can say his
away.
Son is in the second
okay,
film.
Whatever.
And his name is Rooster. So.
So this sounds ridiculous.
So The byplay between Rooster and Maverick is huge. And
who's Maverick? Tom.
Tom is Maverick. Yeah. So
who's Maverick.
Yeah. And look, can I not pull any punches here? Can I?
Oh, please.
I'm going to tell
They're
you.
We're going to make other movies that we're going to want stars to come on our show from, please.
Oh,
okay,
right.
just be
just
honest.
No, you're yourself. You are your own man.
Yeah.
Have we got any deals with the company that did the film?
No. Not at this point.
I'm assuming we're not going to ever have any.
What I say will make no difference to. People going on not seeing the film.
Okay, go.
It is completely and utterly ridiculous.
How dare you.
All I could focus on was Tom Cruise's hair dye job. He's 75, for God's sake.
And his face looks plastic in some of the ads.
Look, I just... The jet fighter scenes at the end, you know, they saved the film. So hang on. Hang on for the jet fighter scenes at the end.
Sorry, why are you allowed to say his hair dye job? When I say his face looks plastic, you like back off like it's controversial.
I don't think he has had that much work done on his face.
Really?
I don't know.
Tom Cruise?
On his face.
He's like 90.
Yeah, no, he's Well, he's almost 60.
You said 75.
Okay, so
do you reckon he's had much work done his face yet?
Look, it's not as much as others. So your review is the hair dye was distracting.
Okay. Look.
Make up your own mind.
I'm not going to deny that most people who have seen it loved it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am not one of those people.
No, you're not.
But were you ever looking at was your head in the popcorn thing the whole time?
I spilt some of the popcorn. I spilt some of the popcorn on Bryce, our video guy's lap, and I wanted to take it off his lap, but I didn't. Did I, Bryce? I didn't take any popcorn off your lap.
Did you check his box after, Bryce?
Yep, he's signaling.
You know, I swear to God, there wasn't a hole in the box. When we got up to leave, Bryce had a lot of popcorn under his seat because I'd spilled it there.
It's hard to keep it in. There's a hole in the bottom of your bucket.
And I picked some of it up and his bum had kept it warm. I ate it, didn't I?
Yep, bum. That's it.
I ate Bryce's bum popcorn.
Just bum popcorn. Hair dye and bum popcorn. That's Maverick for you.